Well, I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this is Faith for Today. Today's title is The True Meaning of Being a Christian at Christmas. So good morning. As we gather during this joyous season of Christmas, the air is filled with the celebration and the world seems to pause to reflect on a baby born in a humble manger we talked about last week over 2,000 years ago. But amidst the lights, gifts, and gathering, we must pause and consider what does it truly mean to be a Christian during Christmas? How can we embody the love of Christ in a season that is often distracted by materialism and self-centeredness? Today, I want to speak about the true essence of Christmas, a love so profound that God stepped out of eternity to dwell among us as a helpless baby. This love compels us to love others as Christ loved us, sacrificially, selflessly, and with the purpose of drawing people closer to God. So let us begin by reflecting on the Incarnation. John 1:14 says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." This verse encapsulates the miracle of Christmas, that infinite God, the creator of the universe, would humble himself to take on human form. Why? Because of his great love for us. Philippians 2:6-8 reminds us that Christ, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking on the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. This act of divine humility and love shows us the heart of God. Christmas is not merely about the baby in the manger. It's about the Savior on the cross. Jesus was born to reconcile us to God, to bridge the chasm created by sin. In his love, he pursued us to the point of the ultimate sacrifice. As Christians, we are called to reflect this love. Jesus himself said in John 13:34-35, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." This command is not seasonal. It is the very essence of our faith. But Christmas provides a unique opportunity for us to shine the light of Christ's love in a world desperate for hope. To love others as Christ loved us means stepping out of our comfort zones, just as Christ stepped out of eternity. It means sacrificing our time, resources, and even our pride to serve those in need. It means forgiving those who have hurt us, just as Christ has forgiven us. How can we tangibly demonstrate Christ's love this Christmas? Well, here's a few ways. Number one, serve the marginalized. Seek out those who are overlooked during the holiday season. That's the poor, the lonely, the sick, and the grieving often feel the burden most acutely during Christmas. Volunteer at a shelter, visit someone in a hospital, or invite a lonely neighbor to share a meal with you, or even just maybe smile at somebody that needs a smile. Forgive and reconcile. Christmas is a time of peace and goodwill. Let go of grudges and take steps towards reconciliation with estranged family members or friends or business colleagues. Remember, Christ came to reconcile us to God. We are called to be agents of reconciliation as well. Give generously. Just as God gave the ultimate gift in Jesus, we are called to be generous. But let our giving not be limited to material gifts. Give your time, encouragement, and love to those around you. Share the gospel. The greatest expression of love is to share the hope of salvation. Don't shy away from speaking about the true meaning of Christmas. Tell others about the love of Christ that compelled him to be born, live, die, and rise again. Well, when we love others as Christ loved us, we become living testimonies of the gospel. Matthew 5:14-16 says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Christmas is a time when the world is watching. As Christians, our actions can point others to the true meaning of the season. Let's be the hands and feet of Jesus, showing his love in ways that draw others to him. So let's sum this up. Being a Christian during Christmas is found embodying in the love of Christ. Just as God stepped out of eternity to be born as a baby and ultimately die for our salvation, we are called to step out of our comfort zones and love others sacrificially. This Christmas, let us not merely celebrate the birth of Christ, but let us live out the purpose of his coming to love, to serve, and to reconcile. May we, through our actions and words, make Christ known to the world that so desperately needs him. Thank you for listening to The Faith for Today. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit. We hope you enjoy this selection of Christmas music before the Lutheran Hour and the Pastor's Roundtable.